Study: Sanctuary States released more than 25,000 criminal illegals without alerting ICE. By Warner Todd Houston on July 9, 2025. Sanctuary states released more than 25,000 criminal illegals back into the population without alerting immigration officials from October of last year to February, according to a newly released study. California was by far the worst offender, but the deep blue states of Illinois, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, along with Virginia, also released thousands of criminals from their jails without alerting ICE that they were being released, CIS.org reported. The study totaled the release of 22,283 criminal illegals released into the populace since last October. There have been 25,283 released since 2023. The worst was California with 13,025 criminals released. That is followed by the 2,946 released by Illinois, the 1,601 released by Virginia, Massachusetts with 1,324, and Connecticut with 1,153. The study chronicled particular jails in extremist regions that released thousands of criminals into the general population without observing the ICE detainers filed against the criminals. The worst offender was the Santa Clara County Jail in California, with more than 3,000 criminal illegals allowed to just walk out into California's population. The Cook County Jail in Chicago, Illinois, was guilty of releasing more than 1,000 dangerous criminals into the city. The far-left Fairfax County Adult Detention Center in Virginia also released more than 1,000 criminals. Trump orders czar Tom Homan said that the administration has no intention of slacking off on Trump's deportation policies, especially among insurrectionist sanctuary jurisdictions. "We're going to double down and triple down on sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or a blue state, because we know that's where the problem is," Homan said this week. "They're releasing public safety threats to the streets every day," he exclaimed. "We're going to double down and triple down on sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or a blue state, because we know that's where the problem is," says at Real Tom Homan. "They're releasing public safety threats to the streets every day." pic.twitter.com/nivkatefrv7g. Rapid Response 47, at Rapid Response 47, July 7, 2025. "The sanctuary states are on the wrong side of public opinion." One of the most recent polls shows that the people are still supporting the president's deportation plans. A poll by Signal taken from July 1 to 2 of 1,500 respondents finds that 70% believe being in the U.S. illegally is a crime, more than 60% say illegals should be deported, and Hispanic voters are now 11 points more likely to support deportation of illegals than they were 2 months ago. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.